From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Not much about yesterday's election in Iraq was easy, including getting news about the vote to the public around the world. Journalism in Iraq is dangerous and unpredictable work. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris sent this reporter's notebook.
About 4 o'clock this afternoon, a dozen or so reporters gathered in a conference room inside Baghdad's convention center. The convention center is in the well-fortified green zone. Election officials have been giving security and voting updates there. Today, a small group was to be taken to watch votes being tallied.
And as far as we know, we go, we watch people count, we get back in the bus, we come home.
It's better than nothing because it's
so... How long can you watch people counting pieces of paper? Wondering if this is worth it.
An hour and 15 minutes later, after meeting again in a different room, the trip to a building practically next door was cancelled. Security makes covering the election difficult, but ever-shifting schedules and information are also challenges. Alyssa Rubin, the LA Times co-bureau chief here, says Iraqi officials are not very forthcoming.
This is the first time Iraqis have done it, and they're very unsure both of their information and of what they want to tell to the press. And so you sort of feel like you're in this sort of miasma of non-information in which people keep smiling warmly and promising to tell you something very soon, but you never actually get the information. So it feels very murky.
Murky, too, were government-imposed rules, particularly about traveling on election day. The last word from the Interior Ministry was that journalists with special badges were allowed to drive. But American security forces clearly hadn't got the message, as ABC security advisor Ed Sanders found out while trying to take reporters to watch the opening of the polls.
200 meters out of here, we got stopped by 3 Humvees. So we sort of showed our ID, said we were press, and we had the ABC in there in the window. And he said, no one's there on the road. So we said, look, we've got the proper passes. And he said, no. Basically, he said to us that if we don't get off the road, we'd either be shot by insurgents or the next time we saw them, we'd be shot by them. Meaning his convoy of Humvees.
One NPR reporter driving in Baghdad was shot at by Iraqi security forces with American advisors. Another was stopped by Iraqi police with 11 guns drawn and told to drop everything and stand against a wall. The Iraqi police, known as IP, then turned the problem over to their American backup, in this case, a Captain Aaron Krentz.
I understand the paranoid feelings that they have because there are suicide bombers out there right now. And believe it or not, within the last month, the IPs have come miles from where they were as far as being not so much less trusting, but just doing their jobs as far as searching and being thorough and asking questions that they normally wouldn't ask. I think they're doing a really good job.
Kidnappings have limited travel around the country for months. So prior to the election, many journalists took advantage of embassy-sponsored helicopter trips to other cities. Pete Mitchell with the U.S. Embassy Public Affairs Office organized the visits. He said the idea was to get reporters to a story American officials felt wasn't being covered.
We knew at the grassroots level that there were folks out there campaigning, that in the countryside people were getting engaged in the political process out there. So we thought, you know, let's take the journalists to the story.
Many journalists who went were grateful to get out of Baghdad, but some were unhappy with the embassy-controlled itineraries. And the effort was not without its logistical hiccups. One trip to Mosul was canceled because pigeons flew into the helicopter's air intake. Iraqi journalists, including those working for foreign news organizations, get around the country more easily. But Iraqi reporters have also been killed. And even with advantages of language and culture, it's not been easy for Iraqi reporters to thoroughly cover these elections. One newspaper editor had reporters try to track down where candidates got their money, but Iraq's laws for this election, written during the U.S. occupation, require no financial disclosure. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.